Right now, we are still negotiating with the government, and we are asking for a period of approximately 90 days. And then after that, maybe they can proceed with the suspension, because at this particular moment, our country is going through a lot of crisis. A lot of our areas are affected by the flood, and our people need our services, both humanitarian good, government, commercials, and any other basic items that are highly needed,
right,
especially in areas. Yes.
Yes, and of course, Kat, you'll agree with me that the reason the ban is there in the first place is because of the rampant accidents that have been happening. As a business, don't you mind about the lives lost?
We care about life, and safety comes first. And you cannot measure life compared to wealth or any material gain. But we are telling civil aviation there are a lot of factors that can be put into consideration in order to mitigate or in order to reduce the cases of accident. So in this case, accident happened, but then they need to ensure that they enforce like a regulatory to make sure it's not all the aircraft that are not under airworthiness. Some are actually very good. They're in a good airworthiness condition.
Mm.
And some, maybe they may not be good. So those that are not well, they can be sent for services or they can go for maintenance. It's like saying if you have a car that has gone under a road accident, you cannot say that all the cars are technically unfit.
Right.
You see, mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. So what kind of planes were specifically suspended?
You know, anti-nuclear 6 thing, some late 410, and also, yes.
Right, so does your union check on planes if they are eligible to work in South Sudan? I mean, what measures do you have in place?
Yes, we do. We have a very strong strong body, but at the end of the day, South Sudan Civil Aviation remain the main authority to decide which plane to come to South Sudan and which one doesn't come. Because at the end of the day, those are the very same people that passed the approval of which plane to come to South Sudan. Because before you position a plane, there's a lot of requirements that you have to satisfy for one to be able to position aircraft to the Republic of South Sudan.
All right. So, I mean, just before I let you go, what has been the response so far from the aviation authorities?
So far, we have not yet received any official information. And we do ask the government to highly intervene, because areas like Rang, Roof Corner, Unity, and Ida, Akon, like Maywood, Akobo, and all the places, especially in the Greater Hapanai region and some part of Barkazal, are highly affected, and right now the humanitarian, they cannot send goods or items because of inability for them to transport the items, because some places they don't have like an accessibility through roads, and also most of our airstrips, they are not good. They cannot accommodate like the modern aircraft, because modern aircraft, they need tarmac runway, like for instance maybe Poloch and Malakal and Wow. These are all the places. So the Antinope still remain as our baseline of transport, because these are the only types of aircraft that have been designed to land in those particular areas. They cannot go to other areas. So it remains as a challenge. And also these are the very same aircraft that are serving the oil field.
Mm.
Last week, for instance, there was a problem in Tarjat. They could not have the fuel because the aircrafts are grounded. So it was actually a very big major factor, and also the oil fields were running out of food, and also the ordinary citizen. And what we have been told is that especially some areas right now, the price of goods and basic commodities, they have actually rose up, they have risen up, because there's no adequate supply. So I think before our country or maybe the government does into making decision, there's a lot of factors that need to be considered, because an accident has happened, but also they have to understand that outside Juba, there's about 10 million people that need the services of this particular aircraft. So there's a lot need to be put into consideration. And now if you ask them, yes, you have grounded the aircraft, what alternative do we have to serve the other people?
Mm.
What option do they have?
Mm.
I'm sure they will not give you an answer about it. So before rushing into the decision, we should find an amicable way of solving all those issues. Of course, if we're at roads, no one will bother even to use the aircraft. And if we're at security, no one will bother because, you see, but we don't have roads in our country, and security-wise. So first, at this particular time, we embrace peace and unity, and the government maybe will have more chance and more time to invest in the roads and also other means of transport, but not at this particular moment.
Right. Okay. Engineer Kat, thank you so much for making our time to speak to us.